On the island of Bali, this is Kuta Beach, one of Indonesia's most popular tourist attractions. For months, some of Bali's famed beaches were closed due to the pandemic. Now many say they are feeling optimistic the worst is over.
I hope tourists will come back, just like before. I'm getting my surfboards ready.
Shortly after the pandemic began, Indonesia shut its borders to tourists. The restrictions had a devastating effect on Bali's economy. As hotels and restaurants closed, thousands of people faced financial hardship.
Before the pandemic, there were around 3 to 5 people each day who wanted to learn how to surf. Now, there's no one.
A few months ago, Indonesia was the global epicenter of the virus, with thousands of people dying every day. But after months of tragedy, infections have declined and a vaccine drive has been accelerated. On the first day of its reopening, no flights arrived at the international terminal. Officials say it may take weeks or months before the industry properly restarts.
In November, according to our data, there are bookings from China, South Korea and Japan. Hopefully the bookings will keep going up.
Some local business owners are hopeful they will be able to revive their businesses as restrictions are further eased.
If the regulations were simpler, more tourists would come. We Balinese, we work in tourism, just want Bali to be normal again as soon as possible.
Like many in the industry, she fears a compulsory 5-day hotel quarantine may put off visitors. The partial reopening of Indonesia's borders is just the first step in rejuvenating the country's tourism industry. And experts say they are confident the industry will begin to recover in coming months. Some are confident the appeal of Bali remains unchanged.
This is the magic of Bali. I think that's why I'm optimistic that Bali will rebound, will revive again.
More than 6 million travellers visited Bali in 2019, and those in the tourism industry are hoping they and others will soon return. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Jakarta.